Mother, it's me. I'm on my knees to pray. My soul longs for those around me to walk in your ways. So Father, hear me as I pray.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Messianic Morning Prayers with your hosts, John and Sandy Craig, here on Messianic Lamb Radio.
Praises to the Lord, sing praises to Adonai. This is Mark David Smith welcoming you to the first virtual conference ever, as far as I know. So I'm going with it. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to morning prayers, but also welcome to our conference. It is prayer, praise, and proclamation all weekend. We are counteracting Satan's devices and Satan's holidays and all the pagan stuff that is in people's homes throughout the world. So culture gives you a better sound in your home, a better spirit in your home for the next 3 days, and hopefully you don't have a lot of that pagan stuff. And so if you do know somebody, invite them to come and listen to the Messianic Lamb Radio here on the internet. And hopefully it will change their way of thinking. And so I appreciate your joining with us. And what you're listening to in the background is Sing Praises to the Lord with Corey Bell, and Corey will be with us this weekend to hopefully play that song, and several others, along with we have right around 39 speakers and 5 musicians. Actually, there's several other musicians within the realm of the whole conference this weekend. But we are going with that. So, all right. So we are going to get started here with the conference. As a matter of fact, I was going to say it's amazing with all the different speakers and musicians that we've only had one person that reluctantly had to cancel and not come in, and that was Ed Harris. And to fill in, not to replace, but to fill in where Ed couldn't be here on Sunday night, I believe at 7 p.m., is our very own John and Sandy Craig, who is also the host of the Friday morning prayers. And so, John and Sandy, we are so glad that you are going to fill in, but also that your prayer warriorship, may I say, is off the charts. So thank you guys so much. You are always there, ready to go no matter what. You're just ready, and we appreciate that so much. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm ready to go. I've geared up for this for so long. It's kind of like I'm ready to go.
you know, it's such anticipation, just waiting and waiting for this day, and now it's here. And what's exciting is that we're going to have all of these speakers, all of these live everything going on, and then it'll be in the archives too to go back and listen to again. So right. I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah. Well, normally we have the chat room open for the Messianic Morning Prayers. So if you're out there and you normally come into that chat room, it is not open. Today we have the Prayer, Praise, and Proclamation chat room open. And this is a huge thing that we believe is a vital part of having a conference, because if you go to a physical conference, you're going to want to be able to, you know, see the speakers, meet the speakers, talk to the speakers, as so many do. And so to make that available here for this virtual conference, since most of you are sitting around in your pajamas right now, and probably will for the whole weekend, we know who you are, that we give you a way that if the speaker musician is available before, during, and or after their time here on Lamb Radio during the conference, then they could possibly be in the chat room with us, and you'll be able to you know, converse with them, ask them questions, that type of thing. So if you're listening to this conference and you say, where's that chat room at? Well, go back to the main page where you came into messianiclambradio.com, and up at the top you're going to see a link that says Lamb Chat. Click on that, register in, and come on, we got ourselves a full house in there as we're looking at it already. So looks like we're very, very, very well underway. Once again, though, if you normally come into Messianic Morning Prayers chat room, we're over, or actually under that. We're the next one down, under it, which is Prayer, Praise, and Proclamation. So John and Sandy, this is your show, but before you guys get underway here, I want to invite a couple of other, I don't know who these guys are, but they're always around. I can never get away from these guys. They're always there. Stephen Morgan and Susan.
Who's he talking about, Susan?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be sure. Boy, I tell you, you nailed me while ago, sitting around in the PJs. Somebody in the chat room wanted to know if you had drones flying around, Mark, checking on everybody.
Well, no. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, you two. Good morning, John and Sandy. It's good to be here with everyone. Good morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Just better now that I've spoken with you, ma'am.
All right.
Well, let me just, before we get started, let everybody know, for all those that are new here and have not either been on Lamb Radio or listened to our Messianic Morning Prayers, which is up every single morning, 7 days a week at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. We pray for you. We pray for all those that are on the prayer requests, and every morning. And our two of our original members, which is Stephen Morgan and Susan Hoogie, have been around for a while. And,
hey, Mark, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah,
I how long it's been?
7 years. I heard Susan say it. Seven years. You guys have been doing it I've been doing it with Dr. Scotty. But you might, I know Susan remembers a gentleman by the name of Kifa,
or
Peter Mancuso.
Yes.
And Kifa and I did morning prayers for probably a good 3 or 4 years
Something like that.
You guys came along, or Dr. Mm-hmm. Scotty came along.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing it a while.
3 years? Boy, they didn't hold up worth a darn, did they, Susan?
Well, I'll tell you something. Keepa tried so hard to convince me that I needed to get a microphone. And I was going, no, no, there's no way I'm going to be broadcasting on the air. Guess what?
Yeah. So basically about 10 years or more, we've been doing Messianic Morning Prayers and keeping it going, praying for the saints. That's all that there is to it. Honestly, I'm going to let you guys have it. If you guys, the four of you would like to, do the prayers, you guys can fight over who does the Shema and all that kind of stuff. And, I'm just going to kind of let you guys have it this morning and do the praying, do the talking, do the praise reports. And, people will kind of get a little idea of what we do every morning. And we invite you to come in every single morning or any morning that you can join us here on the Messianic Morning Prayers and, listen to these prayer warriors just, pray away. So it's all yours, guys.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I think we need to start out with the Shema. How's that sound, guys?
Who's going to do it?
Honestly, without the Shema, the prayers just seem so flat.
You know, absolutely. We have to awaken our ears. So I'll volunteer since, Stephen, you got to do it yesterday.
Yeah, my voice only works on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now they're going to give me a break. It's just going to be doing it one day a week now. So I'm glad you're singing, brother.
Yeah. Well, we need to fix that, Stephen. All right. So let's join together. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vayed, Yeshua HaMashiach, U Adonai. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Yeshua the Messiah, he is Lord. And hallelujah for that.
Man.
You know, I heard a recording, by the way, of the Shema of children doing it.
I've heard that too,
my Jim. Goodness.
It's fabulous.
Just took my heart and melted it when I heard the children, and they were singing out like full force. You know how children do? They don't care. They just burst forth. What an amazing sound that is.
And the other thing that I remember that stands out, as I've mentioned a week ago, that the guy in Israel gets up somewhere on the Mount of Olives when the sound carries just right in the morning, and he's got a set of PA speakers, and he does it. I guess he might be making a little fun of the guys over there in the mosque, you know, in those tall steeples. Yeah, the call to prayers. And he does the Shema the same way and just lets it, belts it out, boy, just like those kids do.
I heard that. It was amazing,
awesome.
Actually. Awesome. I could just put that on my ringtone or something to hear that Shema coming forth. That was really powerful. It really is. Hey, I have a reading here from the Siddur that I'd like to start out with before we pray and do some praise reports.
Go for it, bro.
It begins with this. It says, a psalm of David. Yahweh, who may sojourn in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy mountain? He who walks in perfect innocence, does what is right and speaks the truth from his heart, who has no slander on his tongue, who has done his friend no evil, nor cast disgrace upon his intimate, in whose eyes the despicable is repulsive. But those who fear Yahweh he honors, who has sworn to his own heart yet does not retract, who lends not his money at interest, nor takes a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these shall forever not falter. Then it goes on, beloved of the soul, compassionate father, draw your servant to your will. Then your servant will hurry like a hart to a bow. before your majesty, to whom your friendship will be sweeter than the dripping of the honeycomb and any taste. Majestic, beautiful, radiance of the universe, my soul pines for your love. Please, O God, heal her now by showing her the pleasantness of your radiance. Then she will be strengthened and healed, and gladness will be hers. All worthy one, may your mercy be aroused, and please take pity on the son of your beloved. Because it is so very long that I have yearned intensely to see the splendor of your strength. Only these my heart desired, so please take pity and do not conceal yourself. Please be revealed and spread upon me, my beloved, the shelter of your peace. Illuminate the world with your glory, that we may rejoice and be glad with you. Hasten, show love, for the time has come, and show us grace as in days of old. I love that. And I just thought
as in days of old? I thought that only come about when the Messiah walked the earth. Boy, that's some, there's some good news for this morning.
Well, you know what? Good morning, America.
And I think that's the wrong tagline. I think that's another thing.
That's right. I tell you what, it's kind of interesting because, Stephen, you were part of a conversation on Facebook this week, how people just need to awaken and realize Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And he's good, full of mercy and loving kindness every day. And it wasn't just because of this one event. It was a big part of everything, but the cross is huge, but it takes us through. There's more to be fulfilled. So
that's right. You know, and I really don't care to sit there and dwell that my God died, because they forget what happened 3 days later. He rose. He's not dead anymore. I don't sit there and look at the somebody hanging on the cross. That picture has gone from my mind. My God lives.
Absolutely. Amen. And you know, that's just one picture of one fulfillment of the spring feast. I mean, we still have unleavened bread, and we still have, just like you said, the Feast of First Fruits, and then we have Shavuot, and then we have trumpets, you know. We have all of these feasts that have yet to be fulfilled, and each one is building upon the last. So,
Well, you mean the last three.
The last three, you know, the prior feasts that are being fulfilled, and yet there's still fulfillment to be done in those feasts. So, I don't know how to say this. However, I did hear this recently, is that when our heart breaks because our Christian brothers don't get a lot of that, in essence, there is a blindness that's still upon many of them, and we have to pray through that. But in the Torah, it says that we're not to curse the blind.
Amen.
And so we must just continue to pray that the eyes of our brothers are open so that they can be part of the great return.
Amen. And I think we should remind everyone right now that if you have a prayer need, a prayer request, that you could submit it to us and we get it like right now. Correct, Susan? And we'll get it if you submit it and go to the Messianic Lamb Radio homepage. And up at the top, it says prayer request. Submit your prayer request. Just click on that link. And it's so easy to do. Take you just seconds, and we'll have it. So utilize that. And let me say again, if you have a prayer request and the Lord answers you, boy, don't keep that a secret. Let us know about it. Come back and let us know. Update that prayer request so we can just praise and worship God with you. Amen.
You know, amen. That's right, Stephen, because not only is it encouraging, but we're giving praise to Yahweh for his wonderful works. And
which
really leads us into, we've got some praise reports on the list right now. Sandy, what do we've got going on there?
Well, I don't know how we're supposed to do this. We've never done it with more than us. So
we'll go through those praise reports that
are
listed.
Tina S. said it was an update and she requested prayer. She was believing that to say she's not. Hallelujah. Apparently, she had chickenpox or a CP vaccine. Anyway, she was told she can't get shingles. So they're looking at possibly vitiligo, which she didn't even know adults could get. And it's easily treated and healed. And happily, no one else at home has gotten sick. So best of all, and no ER visit time. So she wants to say praise y'all for that. And then we have Dawn. She went to the eye doctor, and the doctor said her eyes are good. She has no tumors, just a little bit of cataract starting in her right eye, and which must bow its knee in the name of Yeshua. Amen for that.
Yes.
And the circulation and her pressure and her tear structure levels are all good. And he said something was something piercing shortness of breath behind her left eye. What is that? A shortness of the pain behind her left eye. And he thinks it's vascular, so there'll be a follow-up. So she rebuked the words of death he spoke, and which is what we're all supposed to do. So we praise y'all for that. And then Rodrigo and Carol Barrera, who we pray for on Monday, maybe Friday too, I'm not sure. It says, praise God, the trip to Colorado for the residency interview went well. There's only one little glitch, and that is Rodrigo's special medical exam over a year ago has to be repeated. So they're going to take care of that, and Rodrigo might receive his green card by the end of the year. And what we need to remember that she is recovering from a fall that she broke, where she broke her hip.
Yes.
And chipped a socket in her right shoulder, so it's hard for her to travel and move around. So anyway, praise y'all for that. Do you guys have any praise reports that you know of that we didn't mention here on the list?
I don't have any right now. How about you, Susan?
Well, I was just thinking, remember yesterday, Stephen, there were a couple that we did mention that we have not had the opportunity yet to post here on Morning Prayers on our prayer list. And I'm just trying to recap what they were. But all of a sudden, as Sandy's about ready to mention it, they just flew out my head. So I can't.
I may have that information later. The nurse is coming in the door now with my IV of coffee. So it'll take a little bit for that to kick in. So
we don't have coffee here, but we do have one that came from our congregation on Monday night.
Yeah, this is really awesome.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we, because I think Yahweh gets praise. He just, whatever he's doing in the world, I think we certainly need to lift him up. But here's something that happened. A lady that we had been praying for and that was on medication for seizures, epileptic type seizures, that she had a condition that this medication was causing a rash to break out on her skin, and her skin was getting real scaly. And it also affects the airways. And she went to a dermatologist to figure out what was going on. The dermatologist immediately looked at her and said, I know what that is. That is this condition from this medication. And she says, I know because I take the same medication. So, you know, praise Yah that she went to a doctor that immediately understood what it was. Next, she said...
She wanted to go through some deliverance. Well, she wants to be off.
Yeah, the thing is this medication, when the rashes start, it can cause death.
Wow.
So really serious. But then she told me that the alternative medicines have even worse side effects. So I'm like,
pharmakia.
Well, yeah, it's pharmakia. It is the big pharma that wants us, you know. And the other thing is, you can't just jump off these medications. You have to be weaned off of them. And
isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? They've got them designed that way, John.
Right. and so she said her doctor wouldn't let her get off of the medication. Said, oh, it's just a rash. It'll go away. You'll be fine. Well, she's like, I don't accept that. I don't accept those words.
So she brought it forth for us to pray with on Monday night.
Right. So we began to pray over her.
We did some deliverance, actually.
And ministered over her. And you know how the Bible talks about this little boy that would have seizures, and there was a deaf and dumb spirit associated with it?
Well, you often see that with seizures a lot when we're doing deliverance.
Exactly. So we had to take care of that. And
you could see it
and
happen.
It manifested. In fact, this is how the deaf and dumb spirit manifested. It started to strangle her. It caused pain in her ear, and paint on the top of her head that radiated up from the bottom of her neck. So deaf, dumb, epileptic seizure all together as one. Long story short, she got free. I mean, literally free. She said, I feel free. I feel such joy.
She could feel it happen.
She could feel this thing leave her body. And she's had it since she was 12 years old when she had a head trauma when she dove into a pool and hit her head. So, I Satan takes advantage of any trauma in our life. This is what happened to her. But Yahweh is greater and awesome and set her free. And it's just amazing to see his handiwork. Now, she still has to get off the medication. She's going to do it slowly so her body can be free. And, of course, we advise her, don't do this. Make sure you do this with medical care when you're getting off medication.
Yes.
We don't advise cold turkey. But nevertheless, Yahweh is good.
That's right, all the time.
And there is another one. It finally clicked with me. And I haven't even had my morning coffee yet, so finally. But it's the one we were talking about yesterday, Stephen, in regards to Stephen and Francilia McDonald, uh-huh. who are going to be taking over doing the Tuesday morning prayers. And they had sent us an email showing pictures of Stephen's mother. Now, she had been dealing with dementia and old age. She just turned 90, and she was in a hospice care environment, and three of her children...
Written off.
Yes, they wrote her off. Yeah. Even the doctors, everybody, of the profession had written her off. And Stephen actually, not Stephen Morgan, but Stephen McDonald sent us a picture of his mother in that condition. And yeah, physically, you look at her, she was near death. It was really that profound to see this picture. Well, that wasn't going to happen, according to Stephen, Francilia, and two other siblings. They would go and spend their days with her. Stephen and Francilia weren't able to because they were in Alaska at the time, but the other two siblings would. And they were constantly in prayer concerning their mother, and they would feed her certain special medications, not medications, I mean, but herbs and very healthy types of foods, which she wasn't getting in the hospice care environment. And then they shared with us the second picture. And you would never have known that this lady had been in hospice care. She was let go from hospice. She's living at home now. And she celebrated her 90th birthday. And the picture is of her at her 90th birthday celebration. And she's wearing this fabulous looking suit. And she looks as though she is way younger than 90 years of age. And just as Francilia says, she is as sharp as a tack. So what a transformation. And this is brought on through prayer.
I love it when people rebuke that spirit and say, no, we're not doing it that way. She's not passing. She's not beyond help. Thank you, Father. We're turning this over to you. And it just turns around when people deny what everyone else is saying. No, they're gone. They're going to die. You can't be that way, folks. When you rebuke that spirit and say, no, this is not happening, she is fine. She uh-huh. is fine. A man years ago, I remember watching it on one of the, it was on God's Learning Channel. He and his wife had a testimony. She was in a coma, was already written off, just like this, like Stephen's grandmother was. And the husband totally, every time someone asked him, how is your wife? He would say, she is fine. She's uh-huh. doing wonderful. And that was his attitude. And that lady turned around, come out of it. She testifies that she spoke to Yeshua. And he said, I'm not done with you yet. And she came out, and she is just as healthy as I am today. Well, hopefully she's healthier than that. But anyway, that's what you have to do. You have don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep in there. And the main thing, Susan said the magic word. I saw the duck come down, and Groucho Marx said, you've said the secret word. And it was prayer. Prayer is our secret word this morning. Absolutely. Prayer, praise, and proclamation.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a good time. We need to pray, because we have a lot of Amen. Requests on our list here.
Amen.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot.
More than usual.
Yeah. So, let's just...
Let's pray for those praise reports real quick.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
Father, we thank you right now. We praise you and we exalt your holy name, for you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father, that we will always believe your report and we can stand upon that, because your word does not return void, but it's powerful, Father.
Yes.
It's living and active within us. And we take hold of that and we exalt you for what you've done in our lives. And we thank you for Tina, that you are working on her behalf, Father. We thank you that she doesn't have shingles, but Father, we also thank you that it says in your word that by your stripes she has been healed, that Dawn has been healed, Father, and even Carol, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you and praise your holy name. We exalt you, for you are worthy to be praised. We stand upon your word that says by your stripes they have been healed, therefore they are healed. That right now we thank you that the impetigo, or whatever the diagnosis is for Tina, must bow its knee in the name of Yeshua, that she is made whole and she's complete, that there's no more pain, no more rash of any type, but Father, that she is made whole right now. And we thank you that Dawn has had a good report, and that cataract right now, that it must go in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you that you begin a good work within her and you are faithful to complete it to the whole, Father. We've known other people who've been healed of cataracts, and Father, right now that cataract won't grow. In fact, in the name of Yeshua, we command that cataract to be dissolved and gone in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Father, that for Rodrigo, and that you have paved the way for him to get his green card, Father.
Yes.
That you straighten out that road, and we thank you that the physical will go easily, and that there will be no issues. That you crown and shield him in with favor. You crown and shield him in with favor, Father, so that there's not an issue at all. And Father, for Carol, as she's recovering for that fall, that she broke her hip and chipped a socket in her right shoulder, Father, you do creative miracles. You do creative miracles. Mend those bones back together. Those ligaments and tendons and muscles come into completion in the name of Yeshua, where she has full range of motion in her shoulder and in her hip, that she doesn't have to wait that long and go through that long painful recovery, but all pain go now in the name of Yeshua, and supernatural recovery come upon her. So she is made whole and complete. Father, we thank you for your miracle power. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, we trust in you. We praise you and exalt you, that all of these praise reports are yours. But Father, they are coming to completion because of who you are. And we trust and we rely on you. We exalt your holy name, that Tina and Dawn and Carol are healed in the name of Yeshua.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start with the top of the list. Father, we lift up to you Beverly Harris, and we just thank you that you are touching her right now and healing her ankle and restoring it. Now, Father, these adverse reactions to the medication, the undesirable effects, we lift her up, that her body would be healed and restored, that these side effects of the medication would no longer have effects, and that, Father, that she would quickly be able to come off of that medication, that the pain that she's feeling, that especially in the evenings where it seems to intensify, Father, I ask for your shalom to just heal and surround and cause that pain to be driven out of her ankle in the name of Yeshua. Even in the recovery process, let strength and restoration come quickly Father, we thank you for healing her and every side effect that's affecting her body and maybe the way even in her mind and all of that. Father, healing from those side effects, that her body is clear and restored in the name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 And who goes next?
I don't know how. Like I said, I this is a new one for us.
Who's on first?
How about we do it this way? Sandy, you're in charge of telling who's next.
Oh.
We'll let you be in charge of saying who's next.
Okay, Susie, you're talking. Why don't you go?
Of course, that would happen. Okay, just to let everyone know, we've had two more prayer requests come in. So if everyone could just refresh their prayer list page, that would be great. Before we get started, I do have two more praise reports I wanted to quickly mention. One of them is also in regards to our good friend and our good sister and brother, Wendy and Thomas. Wendy's always in the prayer room with us in the chat room. We had been praying for Thomas because he was in need of a new job. He was let go from his old job last week and had been submitting all kinds of job applications. And it was an amazing and wonderful praise report that we had yesterday that Thomas got a new job, and he's working for another company within the same line of work that he has been in before. And he begins, I believe it's on the 14th or the 18th of November. So we also prayed for him to be filled with energy so that while he's off during this time until he starts work, that he'll have enough energy to do all the honey-do list things that Wendy now has set up for him to do. So we're really happy about that. And another one I wanted to mention is that there is a very new person who is listening and tuning into Messianic Morning Prayers and Messianic Lamb Radio for the first time. And her name's Jennifer, and she is a lady I work with. And she is a new Christian, having just come over from mainland China, and she has been living in Canada here for a few years, and she's come into an amazing understanding of the scripture and has been a new Christian now for a little bit. And so she was talking to me at work one day about Jesus, and so I was talking to her about Yeshua, and that's just really piqued her interest, and so we've been trying to get together, but I've given her the link to Messianic Lamb Radio and especially here to our conference this weekend. And I found out yesterday that that she's going to, she's been letting her congregation know about Lamb Radio. And so quite a number of them plan to be tuning in and listening to the conference here, Prayer, Praise, and Proclamation, throughout the weekend. And so I just wanted to mention that as well. So anyways, I'll begin with this top one here. It's for a family of Kit Tritt. And Bonnie Dewberry has posted this one for us and said that Kit passed away on Friday at a good old age. Yodhe Vavhe is faithful. Please pray for his wife, Martha, and their four children. My friend is their son, Joe. So my heart goes out to Joe, Heidi, and Braden at this time. Yet they hold the promise through Yeshua of seeing Kit again. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for taking care of the family. Father, we know that when we receive your comfort, it's not just that you send your angel or you send your spirit to us and the person or the spirit just holds us and hugs us. It's way more than that. Your comfort goes right to our soul. And your comfort is this promise that yes, we will be together again. There is resurrection and there is restoration of life. And Father, we are so thankful for that. That makes a huge difference in how we perceive and look at death. this first death really is temporary. And we have that. But yet, Father, there is the need for comfort because the presence of that person is no longer amongst us. And we do mourn for that, the loss of that. It's almost like someone who's dealing with an addiction because we have just been around that person's presence for so long and then to have it totally removed. And it just becomes very difficult to deal with. But yet, Father, you enable us to do so. We have that comfort. We have that promise. We have that hope. And you make it so much easier for us to deal with this whole aspect of the first death. So thank you for taking care of the Tritt family, for each and every one of the members there. And we praise you, Father, for this amazing hope, even in death. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Stephen, I guess you're next up.
Oh, I knew you was going to say that. Our brother, Paul Carruthers, who is in the prayer chat room at this moment, says that his blood sugar level was very high this morning, started out at 272, and he's taken meds that's down to 172, and he has two new family members, he writes. The local shelter just got 30-plus cats, so he's taken a couple of those home, it looks like, and also, he's praying. He's had to return a check deposit from one of his clients for $1,500 almost. And he says, I need to get resolved ASAP before I get started racking up fees. So, Father, we come before you for Paul, who is having, first of all, physical needs, his blood sugar levels. Father, help him fight this demon of I'm assuming this is diabetes. Father, give him the wisdom and insight to get this regulated and hopefully later on in such a way that he will not even need medication. Thank you, Father, that he has the heart to take in animals that need loving, that other people just can't get it done. Thank you for him being responsible and kind. And as far as his financial needs, Father, I know that you can open doors and close doors. I've seen you do it so many times. You are so great, so wonderful. Reach down and touch your servant now as he needs your help, Father. And I thank you for this blessing in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we have, I'm going to have John, we have two more prayer reports that are concerning a loss that people have lost with Nella Marie Rock and the family of Glenn Higgins. Would you take care of that?
Yeah, I can do that. Father, we come before you right now and we lift up these families, Nella Marie Rock and the Glenn Higgins family. Father, for Nella, who's grieving the loss of her oldest son, who was murdered in 2008, and also her younger sister, whose death is also questionable. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we just lift her up to you, that she's new to the Messianic understanding of Scripture. I ask, Father, in this grieving, that Father, over time, we know that the grieving takes us to new stages and new steps, and how hard that is to lose a son who is supposed to who is not supposed to die before the parent. A son is supposed to continue on with the family. And so, Father, she's grieving this son since 2008. I ask that you comfort her, that you would touch her and her younger sister, whose death is also questionable. Father, touch her and yes, minister to her, yes, and bring about, yes, comfort. Heal those broken areas within her heart that, yes, helps her move to the next stage in her life. And that, Father, as she comes into this understanding of the Hebraic roots of our faith, the Messianic understanding of Scriptures, that, Father, that you would connect dots that she's never had connected,
yes,
before,
yes,
so that it would give her new hope in her life, and restoration in the sense of loss, that she can connect with your heart over these matters. And Father, for the Glenn Higgins family, who passed away on Wednesday, who oversaw a funeral home that bore his name. Father, what an amazing life to live, to give comfort to so many families that have lost loved ones. And he's guided them and helped them, excuse me, to say goodbye to their loved ones. Father, I ask that you now minister to his family today, and that you would touch them, and you would pour out upon them the comfort that this man poured out for so many other families. And that, Father, that you would just bring this whole situation to your glory. Father, for Nella and for the family of Glenn Higgins, both of them, let people know of your goodness as we celebrate life. And we celebrate your restoration. We celebrate your comfort that you bring. Father, even the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. Father, we celebrate you and we thank you for your touch and your compassion and your healing in these families in the name of Yeshua.
And Father, we lift up Mandy right now. She's 20 and she 20 weeks along, and it's from Beth Blair. And the doctor said that the baby's intestines were showing up as brighter on the pictures, and they call it bright bowel, which could be an indication of some sort of abnormality in the baby's intestines. The baby's heartbeat was normal and it was very active. But Father, we actually right now, I wish I didn't even say those words, Father, because the baby is healthy and healed. In fact, every negative word that's been spoken over that child, over this birth, over this child's life, we just command to fall to the ground, for no weapon formed against this baby shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue that riseth up against this baby, we condemn right now, which is our heritage in Yeshua. Father, we thank you right now. We believe your report and your report. You are the author of life. You breathe. You've got a plan and a purpose for this baby. And right now we pray that every one of those purposes are fulfilled in this child's life. For you brought forth this life, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Father, that we can praise you for your healing touch, and that this baby, if there is an issue, that this baby is healed, that creative miracle is done, and this baby is made whole. Father, we declare and decree that there are no issues, but Father, that the pregnancy will be normal, the birth will be normal, and when that baby comes out, the intestines and the digestive system and every other organ and system will work completely as it's supposed to, will be in the place it's supposed to be. And Father, that this baby is healthy and whole and lives the life you've called this baby to live. We thank you for your word that we can stand upon it. We thank you that we can be reassured by it. And we thank you that as we gather together with so many right now lifting Mandy up in this baby, Father, that you have done your work, Father. Supernatural miracle, making this child whole, Father. Give Mandy the faith that she needs. Surround her with the people that speak life and not death over this child. Teach her and instruct her. Let this help her to even draw closer to you. And that, Father, that they stand in faith together and they see your mighty hand upon them as everything is perfect. Perfect. This baby is perfect in your name. We thank you for healing and making whole, and we thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us in Yeshua's name. So hallelujah for that. Mm-hmm. I guess, Susan, we can just go around. We can just go around.
I like her being a traffic cop myself. She does such a good job.
Well, I've never been the traffic cop. This is sort of...
There's always new territory, isn't there? Well, there's a one here. It's for Beverly Harris. It's a new update. Beverly is still recouping at her friend's house, but is anxious to get back to her own home, which we all would be too.
Amen.
The pain, she's just recently had ankle surgery, and so she's dealing with recovery pain from that. the pain medication is having some undesirable effects. Now, we've already talked about that, haven't we, John and Sandy, with your praise report. So please pray those will lift and her body work as it should. The pain level has its moments, primarily worse late in the evening, and she thanks everyone for supporting her in prayer. So, Father, thank you for taking care of Beverly Harrison and that she is so willing to share and give updates in regards to what is going on with her. And that way then, Father, we're able to know what to talk to you about and that we can, with confidence, you know, be in agreement with Beverly, because that's what you tell us to do. You tell us that we are to be in agreement one with another, and it will be done for us by you. And so, Father, thank you so much for giving us the information regarding Beverly, and that what is transpiring for her right now is something that will end quickly in regards to the pain level. And, Father, that her recovery in her ankles will be swift and clean and sure, because Amen. That is who you are. You are in charge of everything, even down to the atomic level and the molecular level. Yes. That is what you do, Father. And it's so encouraging to see yes. you as our Father at work and showing us how it's done and just providing us with all kinds of insights into how you are and who you are. And we are so grateful that what is transpiring for Beverly will be temporary and that it will end swiftly and that she will be up and walking quickly without pain, without suffering anymore, and that she will be home in her place and able to relax and just be totally inspired by you.
Amen.
In Yeshua's name, thank you, Father. Amen.
I hear
there's someone here.
I hear an amen that's been missing.
How did he get in here?
Dr. Scotty Thomas, what are you doing in here?
It showed up on my computer that I was being called, so I answered the call.
Excellent.
It must have been the Holy Spirit.
Because Dr. Scotty would have said, hello, hello.
No. I turned it on and I heard Susan praying, and I wouldn't interrupt that. I just agreed with her. And
Well, I thought Sandy didn't have enough people to tell which goes next.
Yeah, she's traffic cop today.
I see. Well, the day at the Veterans Hospital in Tampa, Florida, and I want you to know they've sent me home with that stuff that you take when you're having a heart attack.
Oh, nitroglycerin?
Yeah, they sent me home with 100 nitroglycerin pills.
And, boy, I wouldn't let Dr. Scotty Thomas have nitroglycerin. That place is going to blow up in 2 minutes.
Well, the reason they kicked him out of there is probably saving people and healing them, so they had to get rid of
it. Go out of business there.
All right. Remember me now. I have an in with my Heavenly Father, and you better be careful how you... I'm joking, and you all know that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they put me through it yesterday, I'll tell you. Well, thank God that my son, Matthew, drove us down there and took care of us while we were down there. Uh-huh. And good. I'll tell you, I went through a ringer. Yes. Ringer. Amen.
Hey, Dr. Scotty, we're just getting started with the conference, and I would like to ask you to do a special prayer for us, beginning the conference off and blessing the conference, asking the Lord to bless the conference.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
If you would for us,
yes,
please.
I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Yeshua, we are so pleased and so loved by you to allow us the equipment and the ability to have these conferences on our radio program. Father, I ask that not only do you give us the ability to do it, but that you bless especially each of the speakers. Give them peace, give them knowledge, and give them the love of God in everything that they say and do and yes. teach.
Yes, Father.
So that people will come to an understanding that you truly love us, that you truly are interested in each of our lives and every part of our lives, and that, Father, this will be such a success that we'll be able to do it again and again and again. Right now, Father, I praise you for the ability to come 7 days a week to pray for people and to have the programs that we have that's on here to honor and bless you. And so, Father, this conference is to bless you also and to instruct people in your love. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ability. And now bless each one of the teachers. Give them the words that you would have them to speak. And then, Father, give each of us the desire to listen and to be taught and to be informed so that we can serve you better in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Scotty. John and Sandy have to leave here real quick, so let me give them a send-off. Hey, guys, we just love you so much. We thank you for your commitment to prayer, commitment to Lamb Radio, and we will be looking for your teaching coming this Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah, amen. We're looking forward to that. I'm just looking forward to this whole weekend. I am too. I got to keep my phone charged because that's how I have to listen.
But every time I look around at you, you've got that in your ear listening.
I do. I plug in my ear and I get upset when I get phone calls coming through.
And I get upset when I try to talk to you and you're like, what?
and work, you know, that's just such a nuisance sometimes when great things are happening. So
but we thank you guys. We love all of you and we are so excited to be part of the team with you. And we are so excited about this weekend. So we want to bless y'all and say thank you for all that you do.
Yes. Well, so we'll go ahead and just sign off now and let y'all continue. Blessings and shalom.
Hallelujah.
Blessings. Amen.
Thank you so much for your commitment.
And return the boast to you.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, Dr. Scotty, you don't have to leave unless you just need to.
Well, I don't really need to.
Well, then stick around, darn it.
All right, I will. I will.
My gosh, trying to get out of here, I'm going to tell you what.
Man, I'll tell you. When someone, yesterday they had me in this doctor's office. And the doctor said, now, I want you to be real still and don't talk. And I said, you're asking me possible. I said, here, I've been a preacher for 55 years, and you want me to shut up? That don't ever work. And he laughed. And I was quiet for him.
I love it.
That's good.
Well, I want to remind everybody that if you're listening and you have not come into the chat room, and you know what? Let me just tell you, I'm not a big chat room person at all. It's to me, it's kind of like email on crack, and I just don't care for it. It's just too much to have to keep track of and everything. But there are a lot of people that do like it, and during the conference this weekend, this will give you kind of a chance to interact, be a part of this, just like you were at a live conference somewhere, a physical conference. Of course, this is live.
This is better because you can't talk during a conference.
That's right.
Yes,
and here, and possibly the speakers will be in there, just like John and Sandy were in the chat room while they were doing prayers this morning. So
amen.
Hopefully we'll. Now, speaking of that, we have Mike Clayton in the chat room here. And so this is what I'm talking about, is that we have interaction here. He's a speaker that will be on later on in the conference. And it's just one of those things where we can have the interaction in real time. And
he says, preach it, Mark. Preach it, he says.
Dr. Scotty's the preacher. Anyway, we have prayers to finish up here, guys. So,
can I ask a question?
Oh, no, you can't. No, of course you can, Dr. Scotty. Go ahead.
I got in on the prayer chat room on Tuesday before it closed down, and I put a prayer request in for me. Is that all right if I get in on the different prayer chat rooms?
Oh,
and just type in. Don't talk.
Well, yeah, of course you can. If okay, you well, type. I just,
that's what they're there for.
Hey, Dr. Scotty, did you know that if you hit the caps lock again, it actually takes all those caps off? I think yours is stuck, brother.
Well, no, I just
caps lock.
You know, I didn't want anyone to think that I was trying to
yell
take over
him.
On all of them. You know, okay. Just wanted to be on the in the chat room.
Yeah, you can go in the chat room. Sure, okay. I'll let you.
All right,
everybody in the chat room, let Dr. Scotty in. Okay,
he's yeah.
got my permission to come in. Okay, so
thank you very much. I appreciate you.
All right. You guys want to finish up the prayers there, and then we'll.
You betcha. I guess I see we were, what, Rourke W. Susan? Is that where we
were? That's the next one, yes.
Before okay. we so rudely interrupted.
You know? Yeah, yeah. You know,
Rourke
Dr. Scotty, is that up on your screen? If so,
yes.
Rourke W., go
yes.
ahead.
All right. Pray for Rourke, please. He has two vehicles, a Dodge 350, 3500. And
what is
a
he,
Dodge
car
Dart.
Salesman?
Both are exhibiting vehicle trouble over and over and over again. It's been about 3 months to mechanic plague. Tonight, October the 29th, I asked if he was coming home after work. He says his car is now exhibiting no power. I asked, do you think there is a connection between your spiritual life and your vehicle trouble? To which he answered, yep. So I said, I guess the solution to your vehicle problem is to get your spiritual life on track. Pray for my boy. He is 19 and in debt up to his eyeballs. He needs his vehicle to take him to work so he can work and pay his bills. From Emma W. All right, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I thank you that we can come to you in behalf of people, no matter where they are. You know, when we lay hands on the sick, you say that you not only heal them, but you forgive their sins. And so right now I come and I pray for Rourke and I pray for his son. And I pray that their life through you will begin to be what you desire for it to be. And that their eyes will be on you and they'll not take them off. So like Peter, they won't drown. They'll be able to walk on the water. And I thank you for this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Janie Montgomery has been in the hospital for over a week now and is dealing with a blockage in her intestines. Now, she's in the Maine Methodist Hospital in San Antonio, Texas. That's one over there on the northwest corner of the 410 loop. And she has to have emergency surgery. And that's her age, which they don't give here because she's a lady, and the condition, she might not make it. Her doctor, who has done surgery on her before, has talked with RL and says that he will do everything that he can for her. So please lift her up before Yahweh today. Thanks, RL. Sent from Bobby Gibbs for RL. Thank you, Father. First of all, we just praise you, Lord, that you have children that are obedient to your word. They are loving their neighbor. They are Amen. Sending in prayer requests for people that might not know or might not know how or might not want to know how, but whatever the circumstances, Father, we ask that you just reach down and touch your children, your child Janie, as whatever this blockage problem is, Father, that you either cure it supernaturally or you give the spirit of knowledge to your servants, the physicians,
yes,
as they go in and attempt to isolate and correct, yes, this problem. Father, we thank you, Lord, that she has come before you. I thank those people that are praying for her, Father. Support, yes, this family as she heals, and that she may get out of that hospital very soon, Father.
Amen.
and walk out on two feet.
Amen.
In Yeshua's holy name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen.
And we also now have Rosemary and Patrick Michelment. And Rosemary has had surgery to repair her toes. And please pray that the surgery will be successful and that her toes will heal completely. Patrick recently had surgery on his hand, but they don't know if the surgery was successful or not. Please pray that his hand will heal. If it doesn't, he may need to have a finger amputation.
No,
so,
not later.
Father, Father, this is not going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we know that you created us to be completely able to have all of our fingers, all of our toes, all of our arms and legs, and everything that you created has a purpose.
Amen.
And thus, Father, it is important that what transpires for Patrick with the recovery of his hand,
yes,
surgery is that it will be made evident and made manifest,
amen,
that he does have control of his fingers, his hand, that it was a successful surgery. And Father, we thank you too that the surgery for his wife, Rosemary, is also successful in regards to her toes. And Father, that both this husband and wife are recovering properly and successfully, and that you are showing them how they can go about helping you in as a child helps a father. And
amen,
says, Dad, can I come and help you? You know, whatever Dad might be tinkering with, Father. And even though this is more of a spiritual matter, let it be, Father, that we want to be involved in how you heal and take part,
yes,
in this and just be with you, Father. And let,
yes,
it be that we can do this through the healing process as well. And that Rosemary and Patrick are taking part and drawing near to you in that regard, and that they are restored completely to health, and that they reveal this to the world and go before you. And in this manner, it becomes a blessing to the nations, which is what has been promised to Abraham. And if we are with you, Father, then we are Abraham's seed. And this promise is being manifested again. Thank you, Father, for taking care of Rosemary and Patrick. In
amen,
Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Now,
who's turn?
I think it's Dr. Scotty.
Yes.
Good.
Andrew Workman.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew is praying that Shim brings me into a congregation in my area. Have felt led to open a Messianic congregation, but Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, need Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh's guidance. Also pray for his strength to continue ministry study. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we all need fellowship, one with another. Because in that fellowship, we not only learn and find love and find help, but we can be a help. And so I pray right now that you'll answer Andrew's prayer to find him a congregation to be in. As you know, Alice Faye and I are praying about the same thing, looking for a place. And so, Father, I ask that you bless Andrew and give him a congregation that he can fellowship in. And then, Father, if it is your will for him to start a congregation, then give him the wisdom, give him the knowledge, and give him the ability to do that. And then, Father, bless his study. Each of us needs to have that done. And I just bless you for the way that you work with me, and you're teaching me so much lately that it hasn't been like that for a long time. And so I pray this for Andrew in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Sarah Wallace just found out this morning that she's ill. Sounds like bad cold, but nonetheless, she needs our prayers. She's frustrated that she has to call in sick. And I know that because I just listened to my wife do the same thing this morning because she's being attacked too. Please pray for a quick recovery for our daughter, and thank you. That was submitted by Donna Smith. So, Sarah, we pray for you, dear. Yes. We bring you before God's almighty throne, yes, that you may be comforted, healed, and restored.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for your good servant, Sarah, as she has kept her heart centered in your Torah for all these years, Father. I thank you that she is married to a wonderful man, and that they have a child. Or has she had that child yet, Donna?
Not till January.
Not till January. I'm trying to rush it, Mom. I'm sorry.
Or is it February?
I'm sorry, but Father, thank you for taking a special interest in Sarah's life and heal her so that she might be able to do your will more readily. Thank you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. And Donna says, on the way, no rushing.
And please touch Stephen's wife also.
Yes. Amen. And, I was going.
Because I've been praying for both of them and their families. And also, I do this daily. And for our sister in Canada and her family. And so, please, Heavenly Father, touch the spouses of both of them, yes, and give them absolute, total, and complete divine health in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doctor.
And Debbie Covington, she says, Shalom all. I would like to request prayer for healing. She's dealing with bronchitis, pneumonia, borderline, and she's not able to afford to go to see the doctor, so I'm asking the great physician for healing. And yet she has to go to work, even though she's, you know, suffering through this, so she can't take any time off. And so, Father, we do bring, yes, Debbie before you, and we remember her, and we bring her to you so that you remember her as well. And Father, we know that you've already been taking care of Debbie even before we knew about it, even before Debbie herself knew about it. And Father, let it be that whatever is going on within her lungs, her bronchioles, or anything to do with her respiratory portions of her body, let it be, Father, that the inflammation, the attack that is going on there is rebuked. We rebuke it right now. And we know, Father, that it is by your name and, yes, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that, yes, that does happen, and that it is happening right now for Debbie, and that this lady who has to still go to work, no, yes, matter how sick she is, that, yes, she will notice, yes, an amazing difference right now, and that we are standing on your promise, Father.
Yes.
When you said in Isaiah 53:5, and then again in 1 Peter 2:24, yes, you said, we are healed. Yeshua's stripes. Yes. At that moment when he took the stripes, Father.
That's right.
We became healed.
Amen.
And Father, we are standing on that.
Amen.
And we are saying thank you. And Yeshua, thank you for taking those stripes so that we are healed, that you love us that much, that you did that for us. And thank you for Debbie, and that we are going to be hearing and knowing of a praise report from her. And thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And we claim Jeremiah 1:12,
yes,
that you are ready to perform your word. Father, thank you for that in this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So,
now, what about Joe and Susanna? They've been prayed for?
Not yet. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I know them both. They're tremendous, tremendous people. They're in Monte Judah's
Line and Lab Ministry. Yeah.
Yes, ministry. Please pray for Susanna's recovery of surgery to repair 3 hernias sometime after returning from Sukkot, and Joe's recovery of outpatient knee surgery this afternoon. Please pray they will both recover fully and be strong and healthy once again. Your prayers are precious. Thank you for your prayers, Jane Lyon and Jane, Lyon and Lamb Ministries. Father, we have already been praying for Joe and Susanna because we know them, and because we've been experiencing their kindness to us and to all of the people. Joe is the one that made sure that the continuing of men's prayer breakfast went on at Lion and Lamb's ministry. So he's been busy doing your labor. And so, Father, I thank you for blessing the two of them. And I saw where she was dancing after she'd had surgery at the meeting. So, Father, I just thank you for touching Joe and Susanna and making sure that everything with them is done and done right, and that they will be rejoicing in you. And Father, thank you for the ability to pray for these two people. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen.
All right. Who's on first? Is it me?
Your turn, Stephen. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm Rodrigo. I get to do the Rodrigo and Carol Barrera.
Yes. Missionaries.
Praise God. The trip to Centennial, Colorado, and for the residency interview went so well. The only glitch since Rodrigo's special medical exam was a little over a year ago, it has to be repeated. And they've got that appointment set up for, well, that was yesterday. So hopefully that went just wonderful, because we know God's blessing was on it. Nevertheless, there is hope that Rodrigo could receive his green card, permanent residency, by the end of this year. So, Father, that's what we're praying for right now. And Lord, they also ask that they get that done before his driver's license expires on December 14th, which is just around the corner. He can't get a new one until he gets his green card. So, and also, we remember Carol, Father, as she is recovering from a fall that broke her hip, chipped a socket in her right shoulder, and it's very hard for her to travel because, boy, when you get that shoulder messed up, you cannot get comfortable, Father.
And her hip.
And her hip, too. But sometimes, as my mother testifies, her shoulder hurt much worse than her hip did. Because every time you try to raise your arm, you know, to do anything, even to comb your hair or adjust, you know, just whatever, lift up a glass of water. Father, we come before you for Carol and Rodrigo as they continue to strive to do your work, this missionary work, Father. And we just thank you for everything that they have done and for what they will be doing, Lord. Bless them as they continue to go about your business, Father, and give them the health that they need and your good graces to get all this done that they're trying to get done so they can remain in the country and do this work. So we pray that in Yeshua's mighty, masterful name. Amen and amen.
Amen. They did the New Testament in the Aki language.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the middle of the Old Testament doing that in the Aki language. And they're trying to get it done. And we've known them for over 40 years, and I'll tell you, they just are fabulous Amen. People.
Amen. All right. Who's going to do this last one here for Shauna?
Let's do this one.
Stephen, that name of the person that you just prayed for reminded me of a time when Les Nessman was doing a news report about Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I remember that one. Our last prayer request here is, yes, it is a very sad one, but there is always an awesome...
Sister, did you move your mic? You got awful silent there for a moment.
I did. How am I now?
Oh, a little better.
A little better? I haven't done anything.
That's good. That's much better. Much better.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Anyways, this last one here is for Shauna. And we did pray about her yesterday, and we will continue to pray for her today. We haven't heard any updates, and it's an urgent prayer request. This is a lady who is a friend of a friend, and there is a request here for salvation for this lady, physically as well as spiritually, because what she has done, I believe this happened on... Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, is that she shot herself in the head, and it's not looking good. So, Father,
yes,
you know what, Father, this one is all yours. There, as with each and every one of them, they are all yours for sure. But this one, Father, because this is beyond anything that we know what to do. Firstly, Father, it's the physical issues of having a bullet entering into her head, and that she is dealing with having this issue, and her body is dealing with this issue. And Father, let it be that this is healed, that what transpires is health and healing physically for this lady. But more so, Father, let it be that the will to live is just totally engulfing her, and that this whole idea of committing suicide does not exist within her thoughts and in her heart anymore. Father, let it be that there is healing in both areas for her, and that she recovers, and that she becomes a strong testimony of just how powerful you are. That you can take a person who is on the verge of death and restore them to complete health where they proclaim your name.
Amen.
We do that with the Shema, Father. We make proclamation that we are going to bless your holy name. And Father, how awesome this would be. Yes. What an awesome way to bless your holy name. And we say thank you, Father. We look forward to a praise report. But you know what, Father? As with all things, it is your will that must be done.
Yes. Yes.
And we will abide by that and praise you either way.
Yes.
In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Alice Faye just corrected me. Mm-hmm. I have not known Rodriguez and Carol for 40 years, but for 31 years.
Oh, yeah.
You got to quit using those numbers, Doc. You always mess those up.
I always mess
them. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
But, you know.
Give or take.
A man my age, you forget things.
Alice
Faye said no excuse.
Right.
We heard that.
Things. Okay. All right. All right.
The Lord bless you.
We are well underway with the conference, and I am going to finish this off real quick so we can get on with our very first speaker. So here we go.
And it is
and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Scotty, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here.
You bet.
And I always turn off my ears and put my speaker on for the house to hear and to Rico's blessing to go throughout the house. And thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Dr. Scotty, we'll talk to you real soon. Dr. Scotty is on usually on the Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer shows. Next Tuesday morning is the last time they will be doing Tuesday prayers. Dr. Scotty can still be heard on Thursday mornings here on the Messianic Morning Prayer, 7:30 a.m. Dr. Scotty, thank you for the wonderful blessing, and we will talk to you real soon, my friend.